What if the secret to becoming smarter isn't pushing your brain harder, but learning to extend your thinking beyond it? Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman once responded to a question about his habit of working through equations on paper rather than in his head with characteristic bluntness. "No, it's not a record of my thinking process. I actually did the work on the paper." This insight captures the revolutionary premise of Annie Murphy Paul's groundbreaking work. Our minds aren't confined to our skulls. Intelligence isn't solely a product of brain power. We think best when we engage resources beyond our brains, our bodies, physical spaces, and relationships with others. Our culture constantly urges us to use your head, but this directive may be fundamentally misguided. The human brain, despite its remarkable capabilities, struggles with sustained attention, abstract concepts, and memory, precisely the cognitive functions modern life increasingly demands. Rather than doubling down on brain-bound thinking by urging ourselves to concentrate harder, the smarter approach is learning to extend our thinking beyond the brain itself. Your body processes more information than your conscious mind can handle. This bodily wisdom enhances decision-making if you learn to access it. Interoception, awareness of internal bodily states, provides rich information typically below conscious awareness. In key decisions, your body often recognizes patterns before your conscious mind. Successful financial traders develop sensitivity to subtle bodily signals that guide decisions, avoiding cognitive biases that distort conscious thought. Movement enhances thinking rather than merely transporting your brain. When Vallecito Elementary introduced standing workstations, students became more alert and engaged. Suppressing natural movement actually increases cognitive load. Exercise provides even stronger benefits. Moderate physical activity improves attention, verbal fluency, problem solving, and memory through increased arousal, blood flow, and neurochemical release, with benefits lasting up to 2 hours. Our hands actively shape thinking, not just accompany speech. Gesture functions as a parallel language system that often precedes verbal expression. Entrepreneurs using symbolic gestures, pointing to eyes, then road, and beat gestures, pincer motions, air jabs, during pitches are 12% more likely to secure funding. Gestures translate abstract ideas into embodied terms audiences can mentally simulate. Children's gestures preview cognitive development, with new ideas often appearing first in hand movements before speech. Susan Goldenmeadow found that when children's gestures mismatched their verbal explanations, they were in a transitional state of learning. Jackson Pollock's artistic breakthrough came after leaving chaotic New York City for Long Island's peaceful East End. This environmental shift enabled his revolutionary drip technique and most acclaimed works. Nature enhances thinking measurably. Drivers on tree-lined roads recover from stress faster than those on billboard-cluttered routes. And nature exposure interrupts rumination, obsessive negative thinking, with studies showing reduced activity in rumination-associated brain regions after natural walks. These benefits restore what William James called passive attention, the effortless mental state evoked by nature's soft fascination, contrasting with the depleting voluntary attention urban environments demand. An open monitoring stance outdoors, curious, non-judgmental receptivity, maximizes nature's restorative effects. Jonas Salk found inspiration for his polio vaccine in a tranquil 13th century Italian monastery, not his laboratory. This experience so influenced him that when creating his research institute with architect Louis Kahn, he modeled it after monastic spaces designed for reflection. Built interiors provide more than shelter. They offer mental space necessary for abstract thinking. Environmental psychologist Colin Ellard notes that walls protect us from the cognitive load of having to keep track of the activities of strangers. While open-plan spaces increase collaboration, they're problematic for complex cognitive work because our brains evolved to continuously monitor surroundings, making us inherently distractible in open environments. Ben Pridmore, 3-time world memory champion, can recall nearly 100 historic dates after brief study and memorize over 1,400 shuffled cards. Yet, ironically, he struggles with everyday memory tasks. His success stems from the ancient method of loci technique, which links information to familiar physical locations, specifically his childhood school. Our brains naturally organize abstract thoughts and memories spatially. Research shows the hippocampus maps both physical and conceptual spaces. This spatial organization may explain infantile amnesia, our inability to recall memories from before we could move independently. While we admire mental feats performed in one's head, true genius often involves extending thinking into physical space. Externalizing thoughts onto paper creates detachment gain, allowing us to see content more clearly and activate our powers of recognition. At the University of Potsdam, professors transformed a failing computer science course by shifting from lectures to small group cognitive apprenticeships, where students performed work under close supervision. This approach reduced failure rates from 60% to less than 10%. Our modern suspicion of imitation contrasts with classical education, where it was considered a path to excellence. Despite celebrating originality, research validates imitation's effectiveness. Studies show that copying Warren Buffett's investments yields returns averaging 10% above market performance. Human thinking is fundamentally social. Our brains evolved to think with others through teaching, arguing, and exchanging stories. Even our internal monologue resembles an internalized conversation. The brain encodes social information differently than non-social information, storing it in distinct regions and remembering it more accurately, the social encoding advantage. Gesture benefits both novices and experts exploring new intellectual territory. In a UC San Diego biochemistry lab, researchers used specialized hand gestures to represent thrombin molecules, fingers as active sites and different hand configurations as potential molecular interactions, allowing complex abstract concepts to be manipulated physically. The method of loci technique enhances everyday learning by associating information with locations in familiar spaces, like rooms in your home, improving recall by leveraging our powerful spatial memory system evolved through millennia of environmental navigation. For optimal thinking environments, balance collaborative spaces with areas for focused work. Include both open areas for interaction and enclosed spaces for concentration. Incorporate natural elements, views of greenery, natural materials, and adequate natural light, which research shows reduce stress and enhance cognitive function. Intelligence isn't a fixed lump of something in our heads, but a fluid transaction between our brains, bodies, spaces, and relationships. Studies show mental extensions can counteract challenges like stereotype threat through cognitive reappraisal of bodily signals, environmental cues of belonging, and structured expert feedback. Our brains evolved for sensing, moving, navigating, and socializing, not abstract thinking. We extend our minds by re-embodying information, attending to interoceptive signals, re-spatializing it, creating memory palaces, and re-socializing it, turning internal dialogues into actual conversations. The extended mind concept has profound implications for social justice. If intelligence heavily depends on access to extraneural resources, inequality in these resources becomes harder to justify. Unlike natural intelligence, we see as inseparable from identity, access to mental extensions is more readily understood as circumstantial. Your mind extends beyond your skull into your body, environment, and relationships. By deliberately cultivating these extensions, you transform not just how you think, but who you can become. Greater intelligence comes not from pushing your brain to its limits, but from learning to reach beyond it.